JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlighting the major achievements of the government for 2014.
Growth was the watchword for the Ministry of Finance for the year 2014 as it sought to stay the course of the government's economic reform program. Passing all six quarterly reviews under the International Monetary Fund's Extended Fund Facility arrangement was perhaps one of the greatest signs that Jamaica's economy is progressing in the right direction. The country's solid performance under the program to date has drawn commendation from the IMF, with Mission Chief to Jamaica, Jan Keyes-Martin, describing the island's economic outlook as headed towards vibrant, sustained growth and job creation.
All program targets through September were met, and we have reached preliminary understandings with the authorities on policies that will support growth and employment in the months and years ahead.
In what was undoubtedly a show of support for Jamaica's economic reform program, Managing Director of the IMF, Christine Lagarde, paid a three-day visit to the island in June. Madame Lagarde encouraged Jamaica to continue on the path of fundamental reform, committing the IMF to work closely with the administration in achieving its short, medium, and long-term financial goals.
All reviews have been completed without any shortfall, without any failure, meeting all the criteria. This is an exceptionally strong record by IMF standards. And as a result, the economic outlook is improving.
The success of the economic reform program throughout 2014 has been seen in various statistical indicators. The economy has steadily been growing since 2013, contracting only in the July to September quarter after four consecutive quarters of growth. Growth for the calendar year and 2014-2015 fiscal year was projected at 0.5 to 1.5%. At the end of November, the country's net international reserves, NIR, stood at approximately $2 billion, surpassing the target set by the IMF for December by $560 million. Jamaica's current inflation rate of 8.2% is well within the projected range for this fiscal year. The strong overall economic performance led to an improved ranking for Jamaica on the World Economic Forum's Global Competitiveness Index for 2014-2015. Jamaica moved up to 86th, 8 places above 2013's score of 94. Jamaica advanced in several categories on the report, going from 72 to 67 in business sophistication, and from 47 to 32 in the number of procedures to start a business. Strides in health and primary education were recognized, with the country jumping 34 places to 72nd, up from a ranking of 106 in the previous report. Towards the end of the year, world oil prices began to decrease, providing several positives for Jamaica's economic outlook. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles, says as a result of the reduction, Jamaica should see an improvement in the country's current account deficit, which is based on the amount of goods, services, and capital imported into the country.
When Standard & Poor comes to do their review of Jamaica, they look at two very important issues. What is our fiscal deficit and our current account deficit? And to the extent that the current account deficit corrects itself much quicker than programmed, I think we'll find that rating agencies like S&P, but not just them, Moody's and Fitch and others, will find that to be a big plus for our rating.
With improved ratings, Jamaica can count on increased support from multilateral financial institutions, and with it, development projects benefiting Jamaicans island-wide. Going forward, Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the government is focused on strengthening the financial sector, as well as implementing major growth projects.
The government of Jamaica will be pursuing reforms to further strengthen the financial sector and to advance the implementation of the major catalytic growth projects such as port expansion, agro-parks, logistics hub, infrastructure development, and the like.
Achieving a stable, growth-oriented economy in which every Jamaican enjoys an acceptable standard of living remains a top priority of the government as work continues in 2015 to achieve the development goals of Vision 2030.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.